أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ عرض عليه بالعشي الصافنات الجياد. In the previous ayats we read about where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had blessed Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam with a very great and auspicious son, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, whom like father, like son, also had very, very great qualities. Allah refers to a particular instance in his life, and that was that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam led the jihad and spreading the word of Allah Ta'ala very, very greatly. He gave his everything for the sake of jihad and for spreading the word of Allah Ta'ala in the world. And for that purpose, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam needed conveyance to reach everywhere. And the horses were used at that time as conveyance. So Allah Ta'ala then explains an instance where Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was choosing out horses in order to go out for jihad. And that was also a great ibadat on its own, to the making of jihad, preparation of jihad. So much so it has come in our Shariat that the horses, even the stool and the urine, will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah as good deeds. The water that was given to them to drink, the food that they ate, the fodder, all that will be counted in good deeds. So this was also a great ibadat. But it so happened that he was so preoccupied with this ibadat that his other ibadat of asr namaz or whatever ma'amul he had of performing at that time, that he was became unmindful of. He was so engaged in this ibadat that he forgot the other ibadat and the sun set. And from here also a great lesson is learned that the real ibadat is really what we know as ibadat. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, etc. So that is what is required. A person who is so much engaged in teaching Quran Sharif, but he doesn't get himself time to read Quran. He has missed the object, he has missed the shab. A person who builds a masjid, mutawalli of a masjid, he runs the affairs of the masjid, but he doesn't read namaz, then he has missed the object. The object is the deen itself. So looking at those horses, choosing them was also ibadat. But the actual ibadat is that actual obedience of Allah. So he had become unmindful of that. So Allah Ta'ala refers to that and says, إِذْ عُرِضَ عَلَيْهِ بِالْعَشِيِّ الصَّافِنَاتُ الْجِيَادِ. جب دکھانے کو لائے اس کے سامنے شام کو گھورے بہت خاص سے. When towards the evening horses were presented, and very good horses. Jiyad are the most special horses who stand on their hind legs and raise up their front. Jiyad are those horses with long necks. Jiyad are those horses that run at a lightning speed. Such horses were brought in front of him to choose from. And then he became so engaged in looking at the horses, and he termed it as dunya. The preparation for deen he termed as dunya. And deen itself, and that had he had become unmindful of. So this was very reminiscent as in the battle of Ahzab, when the Sahaba and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam must also the Asr namaz and the sun set. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and was very upset that because of this kuffar we missed our Asr namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also upset, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was an embodiment of mercy, that time made baddua for the kuffar, that because of them we are in the preparation of jihad, which is a great ibadat, but the actual ibadat of asr namaz it slipped us, and then they had to make qaza of the asr namaz. So there is a very important point in all matters of deen. We must not forget the actual object. So then Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ أَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي حَتَّى تَوَارَتْ بِالْحِجَابِ. To Bola, maine dost رکھا مال کی محبت کو اپنے رب کی یاد سے یہاں تک کہ سورج چھپ گیا اوٹ میں. He says that I gave preference to the things of this dunya, that is those horses, which was also ibadat, but the actual ibadat, zikr rab, the zikr of Allah, the actual remembrance of Allah, I gave preference to looking at the horses over going out in jihad and making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala until the sun set. So then he became conscious of this and he turned to Allah Ta'ala and he made dua, Rudduha Ali, Phir lao unko mere paas. And then he said, bring those horses back to me again. And because the anger that he had, and this is difficult for us to understand, for we don't have the degree of love for deen. Today, if we get robbed, burgled, our money gets stolen, how we curse those people who were the thieves, the robbers who came. What words we say about them. And if we do catch one of them, we make what we say, kachumar out of that person. That he robbed us, he stole our money. Yeah, for the sake of deen, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam could not tolerate it. So what he did in the return, فَتَفِقَ مَسْحَمْ بِسُوقِ وَالْأَعْنَاقِ پھر لگا جھارنے ان کی پندلیاں اور گردنے. He started cutting their necks and their legs. That is, really it was not their fault, but they were the cause of him missing his asar namaz. Also, yeah, we should see how many of our namazes we miss, but we don't punish ourselves in any way whatsoever. Namaz after namaz we miss, and we don't even feel it. We don't even make tawbah and istighfar. Even if a person makes qaza of his namaz, he still has to make tawbah and istighfar of missing the namaz on its time. Just making the qaza, that is, he has covered it up, but he must still ask forgiveness that he did not make it on its time. How many of us miss our namazes? We have got no feeling. We should take a great lesson here from Sulaiman alayhi salam, how he felt it that he missed his asr namaz. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا سُلَيْمَانَ وَأَلْقَيْنَا عَلَىٰ كُرْسِيِّهِ جَسَدًا ثُمَّ أَنَابْ. And another test we had put to Sulaiman alayhi salam, and this was also his great love of jihad and spreading the word of Allah Ta'ala. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and it was permissible in his shariat, had 100 wives. One night he had made intention, and this is the strength of a Nabi, that I will go in, cohabit and sleep with each of my wives, and for what reason? So that I can have one boy born who will be a mujahid. He wanted more mujahids, and his own sons, they will be the most loyal to him, and they will do his work the best. So with that he went and he met his 100 wives to have 100 boys born, hopefully. An angel, Farishta, came to him and told him, say inshallah, but still he forgot. The result was that none of them conceived, besides one of his wife, and she also gave birth to a child that was deformed, that was not formed properly, without hands and legs. That Allah Ta'ala is referring to here. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا سُلَيْمَانَ. Or humne jhancha Sulaiman ko, and we had tested Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. وَالْقَيْنَا عَلَىٰ كُرْسِيِّهِ جَسَدًا ثُمَّ أَنَاب. Or ڈال دیا اس کے تخت پر ایک دھر, پھر وہ رجوع ہوا. And we just put one incomplete body on his throne. That is that one child that was born, that came out of the womb of the mother, deformed. And then he turned to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, another very great lesson that we should say, inshaAllah. Those who have got connection of Allah have got the yaqeen that nothing can happen without the will of Allah Ta'ala. But in Shariat, that also is not enough. It must be expressed. The love of Allah in the heart is not enough. It must be expressed. Many people say, I don't need to keep a beard, I don't need to wear Islamic dressing, Islam is in my heart. That is not sufficient. That Islam must come out also, and people must see that you're a Muslim also. So just having, we before eating we don't read Bismillah, we say we read it in our heart. No, it must be recited. InshaAllah must be very common on our tongue, not only in the heart. And if it's not on the tongue, it's a great sign that it's not in the heart as well. So Sulaiman alayhi salam forgot one InshaAllah, and what hopes he had of 100 boys being born, only one deformed child was born to him. And then he turned to Allah Ta'ala, قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي بُولَا اے رب میرے معاف کر مجھ کو. He said, oh Allah, forgive me for this that I forgot to say, inshallah. وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكَ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحْدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. اور مجھ کو بخش ایسے بادشاہی کے مناسب نہ ہو کسی کے میرے پیچھے. That such a government that nobody after me has such a government again. And Allah had blessed him with such a government that he had control over the winds. So he did not need horses for jihad anymore. He had control over the jinnat. He did not need children for jihad anymore. The jinnat used to do his jihad and go and strive in the path of Allah. All his work, Allah had put the world at his disposal. Innaka antal wahhab. Beshak tu hai sab kuch bakhshne wala. You are the one who is the greatest of gifters. You can gift me this honor that such a government that nobody after me has such a government. فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحِ. پھر ہم نے تابع کر دیا اس کے ہوا کو. We made the wind subservient to him. Wherever he wanted to go, in a little while he traveled that distance. Without that lightning horses, without that he reached much more faster. That means he was sincere for his jihad. Allah gave him better than what he was looking for also. تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَصَابَ. چلتی تھی اس کے حکم سے نرم نرم جہاں پہنچنا چاہتا. And it should take him very comfortably. It wasn't a wild wind that just threw him from one place to another. Very, very smoothly and comfortably it made him reach wherever he wanted to. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّايٌ وَغَوَّاسٌ. اور تابی کر دی شیطان ساری عمارت کرنے والے غوتے لگانے والے. And the jinnat also we had made subservient to him. And they were whatever building he wanted to have built, overnight they used to build it. And they used to dive into the seas and bring out the pearls and jewels of the sea also for him. Allah had given him such a government. وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. بہت سے اور جو ہم جگرے ہوئے ہیں بیروں میں. And many other jinnat also we had put under his control, and they were all subservient, they were fastened in chains, and because they very rebellious shayateen, so they were fastened and they used to listen to him and were very obedient to him. هَذَا أَطَاعُنَا. یہ ہے بخشش ہماری. This is our reward. When a person turns to Allah, and all this is that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, like his father, ثُمَّ أَنَاب, turn to Allah, make tawbah istighfar for your errors, accept your mistakes, then Allah raises you to great, great heights. فَمْ نُنْ اَوْ أَمْسِكْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب. اب تو احسان کر یا رکھ چھوڑ, کچھ حساب نہ ہوگا. Now this whole world that we have put at your feet, Sulaiman alayhi salam, you can give it to whom you want to, and you can keep it away from whom you want to. No حساب kitab for you. In this world also, nobody will ask you what you did. In the akhirat also, we are telling you, no حساب kitab. What a great kingdom Allah gave him, and what great honor that he ruled, and he did not have to answer to anyone whatsoever. Inna lahu indana la zulfa wa husna ma'ab. Uska hamari yahan martaba hai aur acha thikana. And we had blessed him with a high position by us, and one of great love, and he was a great endearment to us. So all this was when he turned sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. So there are great lessons in this for us to learn, that jihad or any other ibadat which is foreign ibadat, we must not forget the actual ibadat. And when a person is sincere, he wants to make the word of Allah travel in the world, Allah will make means for him. And Allah will take his word throughout the world also. And on that Allah will bless him with great honor and with great worldly ni'mats also. Yeah, in this world also, in the akhirat also. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.